Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'll introduce you to my guest here in just a second. Early voting for Harrelson and Carroll County begins on Monday. A lot of races on the county level in Harrelson County. There's a couple, actually just one on the county level in Carroll County, and there's a couple of countywide races. There's also a state race on the ballot, District 71, position currently held by Jay Collins. Collins decided not to seek re-election this year, so two Republicans qualified and one Democrat. So we'll have the Republican primary. That'll begin again early voting on Monday, three-week period before Election Day is May 21st. And then whoever wins that race will challenge Democrat Kwasi Hudson in November in the general election. But this is our first interview with a District 71 candidate on the Community Voice program. Gentleman's name is Judd Howard. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and appreciate. Got to mention, the man brought some food for us this morning too.
So I did my homework.
We appreciate the candidates coming in and taking care of us on this program. Well, tell us about yourself, Judd. Lifelong Carroll County resident.
I have. I was most of my life. I was born in Alabama, and when I was 2 months old, I moved to Carrollton. My dad was minister and moved and started at Bethany Christian Church in 1982. So he spent 30 years there. My mom spent 30 years with the Carroll County school system as a teacher. So me and my brother grew up in Sand Hill, and I went to Central High School, graduated from Central, went on to West Georgia University, and got a degree in marketing. And my brother's been with the city police department for that entire time since he got out of high school. So we've been in the community all of our lives, and you know, I've since moved to NG Turf, working at NG Turf now about 15 years, and we're in the sod business down in Whitesburg, and have seven farms across the state. We've got about 180 employees, and see a lot of challenges, and that's sort of what led us to do this. You know, I'm involved in a lot of issues, and try to stay involved with our leadership and what policies are going to affect our business, and then with Jay. Unfortunately, not continuing to seek re-election. He's done an outstanding job, and thank him for what he's done. But decided to step up and continue to be a voice for the district and represent business and our constituents and any issues they may have. So we're excited.
You would have sought this seat then if Jay decided to run again.
No, I would not have, definitely. I think Jay's done a great job. All of our local delegates are doing a great job. And, you know, when he decided not to, then we decided to get involved. But you know, Jay's got a great reputation at the Capitol, and it will be big shoes to fill.
So. Did you forget to mention any family members or anything in your introduction? Did you forget to mention family members, wife, kids, anything like that in your introduction?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to be in trouble for that. So, Natalie Howard, my wife, I started to say I married into the sod business. Her father, Aaron McCorder, and mother, Linda McCorder, I married into the business there. We have two kids, Wyatt and Nellie Howard. They're 10 and 6, and in the school there in Whitesburg, so involved in a lot of things, in gymnastics and fishing and other sports. So We're full-time in a lot of different things, but looking forward to working hard in this as well.
All right, Justin Howard, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Judd Howard, he is one of two candidates on the Republican side running for the soon-to-be vacant District 71 House seat. What are the it did change a little bit, 71. I mean, it used to be District 69 even, right?
Or 68, I believe.
Yeah, so, it's recently changed. Have you caught up with, to remind viewers? I mean, I know we went through a whole big process about it earlier this year, but I'm sure there are some people who still don't recognize which district they're in for that.
That's right. You can go to some state sites and put your address in, and it'll tell you which district you're in. But District 71 sort of runs from downtown Carrollton, goes up towards Temple, sort of follows the little Tallapoosa River and goes over and covers Villarica and comes back down the county line, the Carrollton side of Whitesburg, over towards Lake Seton, comes back towards Carrollton. So grew up in the district all my life and excited about representing.
Well, tell us about your job with turf. I guess if we're looking for some kind of, I mean, obviously it's ag-related. I mean, we're looking for this real skill that you'll bring to the state.
Sure. So I've done everything on the farm, been there 15 years. Started out in sales and sort of on the road and calling on customers as I was finishing up college and sort of doing some dual things there. Came in over the years managing the sales staff and then went out on the farm, spent about 7 or 8 years on the farm, running the farm, everything agronomy-related there. And still do some things outside, but really oversee the day-to-day business of the operation. We've got 7 locations around the state and about 180 employees, so I'm involved from all things business and insurance.
It's not a small business, is it?
No, it's not a small business. We're a family business. We have my wife and both of her brother and sister involved, and my father-in-law active in the business every day, so it's interesting at times, but a rather large family business, but we've been blessed and we enjoy it.
Had Tim Bearden, the state senator, District 30 state senator, on the program last week, and he talked about some changes that were made to the education as far as the voucher bill. I mean, it was just kind of a tiny little incremental step that could affect more Atlanta schools and not so much here locally. Did you see that being enough at this point?
Well, I think.
Or do you have an interest in that, in vouchers? What's your opinion on the vouchers?
You know, one thing, we're blessed in the district and in Carroll County with great school systems and great superintendents. And that's not the case around the state. Mm-hmm. And I think what the legislation did this session to sort of do a little bit in the sense of vouchers to ease into that situation, to looking at helping some rural communities and schools and some in some urban areas to make sure that those kids have the education that they need, I think is an important step. I think we're, again, blessed in our district right now with great school systems and great leadership, public and private. And so I think we'll watch that over the next couple of years and see where that might lead. So.
Immigration was a big topic during the session this year, and there were one or two bills that might have been approved, and one of them puts a mandate on the sheriff's office, probably an unfunded mandate, but there were other ones that were discussed. Is immigration a state issue?
I think immigration's probably one of the biggest issues that faces not only our nation right now, but our state and our local communities. One of the biggest challenges is what this is in this election and making sure that the people that are coming across the border on a southern border are going to a lot of different states around the country and being allowed to vote in a lot of those states. So I think it's important that we continue at the Capitol to do what Governor Kemp has done over the last couple of years, and that is, pass laws to make sure we protect the integrity of our voting system. Because I think if we're not careful, the immigration crisis can lead to interference within our elections.
And along with that, we can talk about immigration or illegal immigration, talk about fentanyl and how it's affecting our community and the state as well. There were some new laws passed this year, and I can't remember if this one got signed or not, but our district attorney, Herb Cranford, was working on one that it would kind of differentiate the penalties, for fentanyl. Because, I mean, I think over the last 2-3 years, we started seeing, even locally in Harrelson County, that somebody who supplied fentanyl to somebody was charged for murder. However, I think it ended up being aggravated manslaughter or something like that. But there's a bill that would probably allow for those kind of charges if you can prove that intent, or even if you can't prove intent, there'll be bigger penalties. Have you seen that bill, and is that something that you think the state should expand upon?
I have, and I've spoke with Mayor Kasin regarding that. I've had great conversations with Mayor McPherson and Mayor Johnson, and the opioid crisis and the drug situation in our communities is a major deal right now, and a lot of that's fentanyl that's coming across our border. And I think the first step is prosecuting dealers to the highest level that we can. And I 100% believe that if someone has sold drugs that contain fentanyl and cause a death, then they should be prosecuted.
And if they're like the second, I'm not saying that fentanyl's cool, but if they're if they bought it from somebody else and then they end up they're the middleman and sold it to somebody.
I think two words of caution there. Anyone, kids these days need to be aware that no matter what drugs they may be trying that they think that could just be marijuana, that everything right now is being laced with
even
fentanyl.
Adderall.
And if a drug dealer's not aware of that, tough for him. I think we still prosecute him to the fullest extent.
One of the bigger bills locally had to do with Villa Rica, and Jay Collins got into that after 4 or 5 months of chaos up in Villa Rica. Did you follow that situation and maybe the bills that were put out there?
I did, and I think Jay did a great job going to the Capitol and getting that bill passed, and I think it's still awaiting the governor's signature, but I think it was a tough situation. I'm very much in favor of the electoral process, and I hated that Mayor McPherson entered into that situation, but I think we've got a good resolution now, and I've spoke with her, and I think we're moving past that and headed in the right direction to do what we need to do in Villa Rica, and that's get good jobs there, continue to build that community, and move forward past this situation.
Judd Howard's a candidate for District 71 on the Republican side. Mark Latanzio is the other candidate. I believe he's on the program Friday on the Republican side. Whoever wins that race in the general primary will go up against Kwasi Hudson, a Democrat, in November. We'll take our first break. If you have any questions or comments, please post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll try and take a look at those during our first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice News Talk, 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is Judd Howard, one of two Republican candidates for the District 71 State House seat. Early voting begins on Monday, 3-week period. I think the first two Saturdays in that period will have early voting as well. And the third week, you'll be able to vote in Villa Rica for that early voting. And that will affect, people who run for,
definitely,
71,
yes.
They'll be able to vote up there as well. But Election Day is May the 21st. Again, Judd is one of two candidates on the Republican side of that race. The last 3 or 4 months, first 3 or 4 months of this year, the receipts have come back lower compared to last year as far as the state of Georgia collecting. It seems like the state has been given back to us over the last 3 or 4 years, but now, do they have to take back from us again? Are we going to see things on the state level that affects us negatively now?
Great question. And, it's the one thing we will have to do in Atlanta, and that's pass a budget every year. I think the governor and his staff have done a great job through his term as you know, doing a balanced budget and being conservative in how they spend taxpayers' money. I think that citizens can spend our money more wisely than government can. So I think, you know, there's a lot of programs that the state provides that help our community here locally with things and programs for seniors and things and programs for our remarkable citizens. And there's a need for states to collect money and take that back to the citizens. But I think we do that in a limited way and continue to try to lower income taxes like the governor's done. And I look forward to being a part of that process and being mindful of being responsible as you can possibly be when you're dealing with taxpayers' money.
The state boasts, I mean, maybe the last 10 to 14 years that it's the number one state to work in the U.S. So, you know, there's polls that come out like that. Is it one of the best? Is it not the best place to live and work and play or play as well? Is that
that is the governor's words, and I would agree 100%. I think there's some challenges to our state that we face. You know, a lot of people have said, how are we the number one state to do business? But we're one of the number one states for litigation. Yeah. And so the, you know, tort reform has been a topic for the last couple of years. And I think we need to move in that direction. There's definitely situations to where people are in accidents or in litigation and they need protection and they deserve, you know, to be represented. But I think we need to pass some things to help protect, you know, business owners and private individuals. The cost of insurance to a family trying to put some young teenagers behind the wheel is increasingly challenging. The cost of businesses to provide insurance on their cars, and we're getting to the point in Georgia to where insurance carriers are not even looking at Georgia and talking about leaving Georgia. So I think we need to do some tort reform to balance that, but at the same time always allowing you know, people to have that protection and that ability.
Judd Howard, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, again one of two candidates running for District 71 on the Republican side. And questions or comments, I encourage you to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll share them with our guests. Are you doing any door-to-door? Are you having forums, being participating in forums or anything like
We're
that?
We're doing a little bit of everything. So I've laughed with a lot of people. Me and my wife have had more dates in the last couple of weeks than we have in the last couple of years. But unfortunately, it's a date with a fence post driver. So we're putting up signs. We're knocking on doors. We're talking to people at businesses. We're going to be doing some mailers. We've got JuttHoward.com is our website. You can go there to find out more information. I'm always available. You can call our farm in Whitesburg at NG Turf and reach me there. Reach me on my website. I'll be glad to come by and talk to anybody that's has any questions. But yeah, we're working hard and excited.
Have any constituents maybe presented you with an idea or a concern that maybe you didn't think of, or are they more comfortable talking with you about ag?
Well, I've had a lot of people say, you know, what do you want to go to Atlanta do? What do you want to get involved in? And, you know, obviously, with a lifelong career in agriculture, I feel well-versed in that. I think the challenge that I've seen in talking to people is you have to know a little bit about a lot. And I'm excited about sitting down and learning what people's challenges are, because Representative Huddleston shared with me and encouraged me is that, you know, we're not up there to represent ourselves and our own interest. We're there to take the problems of our constituents and get them some help in issues that they're facing. So I'm excited about sitting down like I already have with people and learning about their issues, what they're passionate about, and going to Atlanta and helping solve those problems.
You've had people on the show where they've actually said, you know, I'd be content if we had no legislation every year. We just passed the budget. Is that, I mean, what's your perspective on that? I mean, are you saying do you believe that it's inevitable, that there's always going to be things that you can fix or, you know, try to fix? Or would you be content? I mean, if there was no legislation passed, if you just did committees all session and
Well, I think that sounds good, but I don't think we live in that world and never will be. What I do believe in is clean bills and making sure that when bills are passed that everyone's aware of what's in them. And, you know, so I think legislation is important. Legislation is very helpful at times, but it can also be damaging when things may get through that people are not aware of and some of the implications that are there. So sometimes we have to go back and fix things that may have had an implication that we weren't aware of. So I think legislation overall is a good thing.
Do you see any way that the state can help the ag industry in Carroll County? And has, what was the maybe the last ag-related bill that you saw come through that did help Carroll County?
Sure. I think one of the biggest challenges to any industry, including ag, is labor right now. And agriculture has a good program through H-2A, but many businesses don't have those avenues. So I think in partnership with our West Georgia Technical College, as well as University of West Georgia, and workforce development, and anything the state can do to support our university system through the Board of Regents to help us create a good workforce. I think that not only helps the agriculture industry, but all of our business and industries in the community. And I think, you know, bringing good quality, high paying jobs to our community is what helps give us good growth. And we have a great real estate industry here and a great group of builders, and growth is a good thing as long as we do that well and we're planning it and we're bringing in the good high paying jobs that can support that quality home.
I'm going to kind of test and see how many senators, state senators and House members you may have talked to over the last couple months about this. There's LaGrange, there's a speculation that there's going to be, and it may already be set up, I don't know, as far as you know, traffic coming in from the coast and LaGrange, and then, but that could affect us here in the next 10 years or so as far as a new bypass. Have you heard any talk about that?
Right. I mean, the ports in Savannah right now have done a great thing for our state, and you know, they're getting closer to our community in ways that, as that freight comes up our interstates and where that's distributed out of, will bring a lot of great opportunities, but with growth come challenges. So planning ahead and looking at what that will look like and making sure that with our Department of Transportation we're prepared for that infrastructure, I think, is where we're headed.
Time right now is 8:50. We're going to take our final break, come back and conclude our conversation with Judd Howard. He's one of two Republican candidates for the District 71 State House seat for the state of Georgia. Again, questions or comments, feel free to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We'll come back and wrap up our program after this.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Customized Academic Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Hey, 52, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My guest this morning, Judd Howard, one of two Republican candidates running for the District 71 House seat here in the state of Georgia. Long-time listener, big-time listener, Carolyn Henderson has checked in, and she may have missed the first part, but we'll go ahead and ask this again for you. She says that she understands Georgia is the home to more illegals than Arizona. I can't confirm that, but I've heard it as well. And that's a border state. Where do you stand on the issue of illegal immigration?
Great question. Thank you for that. Like we discussed earlier, I think immigration is one of the biggest challenges that we face right now as a nation and local communities, not only with, threats to our election process, but as well as the drug epidemic and things that are coming across our border and child trafficking and lots of issues. I think what we saw in Athens is a sign of what happens when we don't take immigration serious. And I think making sure that we don't have communities that are harboring and not supporting law enforcement agencies. I'm glad that none of our communities are really considered to be those type of communities, and we'll contact local authorities if they get somebody on a hold. So I believe, you know, making sure that our law enforcement has the things that they need to do to house those inmates if they pick up an illegal immigrant until ICE or the appropriate people can respond. And I think that begins with fixing the problem at our border, and how we can help from a state level to push our federal government in that direction. I think Governor Kemp's taken some good steps in that direction, and continue to support that.
Thank you for checking in with that question, Carolyn. Roe v. Wade, we're still talking about that, even after the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Was that 2 years ago already? Georgia, the heartbeat bill, 6 weeks. Is that what we decided it was? 6 weeks heartbeat bill to get an abortion. But West Georgia Right to Life has been on this program and still not a fan of it, of that bill. Do you see Georgia? Do you see the need for Georgia to address that and make any changes on the state level?
Well, I'm 100% pro-life, and I think we can take steps to protect, you know, the unborn as well as the mother, and protect their health as well. And so where we're at now, where we may go in the future, you know, we'll take a lot of debate and consideration, but I believe, you know, no doubt that, you know, we need to protect the unborn, and we can do that at the same time while protecting the health of the mother.
Sports betting, we've talked about that on the state level probably for the last decade, and it just kind of always peters out in the end. What's your perspective on that? How do you feel about that? I mean, and presenting to voters maybe to make a decision on that as well.
Sure. I think it's a challenging question. I mean, even you go into a lot of our stores and convenience stores, and you see a lot of machines, and where do you balance entertainment, and where do you balance that becoming a problem and an epidemic and a addiction? So sports gambling is, you know, grossly popular across the United States. There's ways that in which people can do that, you know, in other avenues without it coming through the state. So if we can find a way to get that revenue into the state and continue to put that towards our education system, I think that's great. But also always focused on not letting gambling become an epidemic and a problem.
What I guess what's your perspective on term limits as far as a House rep? Do you see that being a, you know, 10-year job? Do you see it being, could you do it for 25 years if you thought you were being successful? Or do you think there's some point where there'd be time to change? Because it is hard to beat an incumbent.
Great question. And I think when we look at D.C. a lot of times, we call it the swamp up there, and people are not a fan of career politicians. And is term limits the answer for that? And I think I don't know that I'm on either side of that. I truly believe that the things that we relate to calling things a swamp or the negative implications of a career politician are maybe in ways of you know, lobbying, and a lot of things that we've changed laws to scale down what lobbyists can do to influence politicians. And if we can continue to fix those type things, I would hate to see a situation where we have a great person in D.C. or in Atlanta or in any situation that's doing a good job, has good moral Christian character, and can't do that because we're restricting their limits. You know, getting there and having that leadership and the way the leadership structure is, you know, having that representation in D.C. with someone that's been there a long time can be great for our state. And so we just need to create laws to control the negative implications of career politicians. And I think, you know, we can do that.
Judd Howard, he is one of two Republican candidates for the District 71 State House seat. General primary is early voting begins next Monday, three or four weekdays from today. And then May 21st is actual election day. Winner of that race will challenge Kwasi Hudson, the Democrat, in November. Thank you for coming out. Thanks for talking to us. It's good to meet you.
Thank you, Colin.
And
thank you for your team and enjoyed it.
Thank you for breakfast, too. And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program. Tomorrow, Dr. Pinckney, he's a candidate for Board of Education, Carroll County Board of Education. He's our guest on that program at 8:30. And then on Friday, Mark Latanzio, the other Republican candidate for this District 71 seat, will be on the program. Hope you'll tune in for both of those and prepare and get your questions so you can throw them up on Facebook at 8:28 so we can get them out there earlier in the program. But we will catch you tomorrow. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.